Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
We're going to have a lot of fun on Monday for our Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic. Now, I just told Day-Day, we're going to be out at Eagle Watch on Monday, and I just told Day-Day, I said, you play golf? He's like, I want to. I said, okay, well, you got clubs. He said, I got a few. That's how it starts. And so we're going to try to get him to maybe hit a couple of balls, hang out with us. Not even sure what group Mike and I are going to be in, but we're looking forward to seeing you guys out there. All of your favorite personalities, guys. The morning show, obviously. Andy and Randy, Stakey. Everybody's going to be out there participating. And more importantly, you will get a chance to see and meet if you haven't met us. And we're looking forward to it. It's a great cause. Pets for Vets, by the way. But I just mentioned that to Mike. Like, we got to get Day-Day back. Got to get him into golf, man.
Day-Day, I said to Day-Day, if you're a natural athlete, as Day-Day is, if you have any athletic acumen, you just pick it up. And if you can hit a baseball, which is the hardest thing to do in sports, you can do that. So I know you get into it. I mean, it's funny. My buddy Dave Powers, he sounds like King of the Hill. I just gave him my old clubs, Carl, like 25 years old.
Yeah.
He's out there, I'll tell you what, man, this golf's pretty darn addictive.
It is.
So are you guys going to make fun of me if I bring my golf bag, but it only has my four clubs?
No, man.
Okay.
No. You got to start somewhere.
Right?
Can you even hit the driver or can you hit the wedge?
I definitely can hit the wedge. Driver's not. But, you know, I had a guy tell me when I was doing lessons.
Yeah.
I'd go over to the range, and this one guy, older gentleman, saw me. He was like, I'll be honest with you, man. He was like, you don't need to really work so hard on using the driver.
He's not lying.
He was like, you know. And so from that point on, I really kind of didn't.
Well, there was an article in Golf Digest. They said over 50% of American men are hitting the wrong driver because you're too lazy to get the fitting.
Right.
So you're hitting the wrong. Now, again, I don't want to get wonkish on golf, but the correct stiffness, the kind of shaft, all this stuff, and so
stiffness
you might.
Stiffness matters.
Hey, now, and are you a graphite man or a steel man, Carl?
I like graphite myself.
But that's the key, and you got it. A lot of guys, you get up there, and it's like me. It's a mystery. It's like hitting a slinky. It's a 1 in 5 shot that thing's going to go straight. But a lot of guys ain't got the right gear.
No, you're right. I used to, I had a driver that had too much flex in it. And when I hit it really good, I hit it. I crushed it. But when they filmed me and showed me and in my backswing, and this damn thing had flex, and it's just, I mean, it's literally like over my head, and it's coming. And it was just too much. And they were like, no, it's got too much flex in it. And when you see that, to Mike's point, you're like, oh, you need something a little bit stiffer.
I've got a hockey swing. I got a 3/4 swing. So I got to just – there was a guy – I don't know if he's still there, but at Bears Best, Ian Grimwade. He talked like Shrek, I kid you not, Scottish golf pro. And Carl, his line, I think of it all the time on the tee box, transfer your weight. Get your belly moving forward, lad. So that's a good life lesson. There you go. If you learned nothing else today, transfer your weight, especially if you got a lot of weight to transfer.
All right, we got pictures of us with Miller Lite as we are here hanging out, guys. Again, Azuka 2860 Atlanta Road, right here at Smyrna Market Village is where we are. We'll be here until 6. And they've got some good swag too, Mike. I mean, like, look, you want a koozie?
Miller Lite's got
tights,
the cool
hats.
The football koozie. I was just talking to the Miller Lite reps from here in Atlanta. You know, I thought one of the cooler ads, and you know, you get bombarded with TV commercials during football weekends, but having Christopher Walken do the voice, here's the 50 more years of Miller Lite. It's kind of cool. But anyway, they got some great Miller Lite swag, and come on down and join the party. And again, I know a lot of guys are still working, but when you get off work, already got a nice crowd out here on the deck. So join the party, man. We'll be here till 6.
All right, guys. If you are just tuning in, as we have been discussing our time up at Flowery Branch yesterday and what we were told, where this goes. And, you know, we've got to focus in on Sunday. I don't know. Guys already asked, you really think we're going to win on Sunday? Hell if I know.
Well,
like,
it's
really?
They're the worst. They're arguably the worst team or one of the worst teams. And now we unfortunately fall into that category as one of the worst teams in the NFL. You lose 5 in a row. You haven't been in the playoffs in 8 years. One of the worst teams in the league. Newsflash.
But we should still beat them.
We opened as a three-point favorite. I think Saints are now a one-point favorite.
Correct.
Yeah, they're at home. It's still the Saints. The crowd, now as far as the Saints are concerned, it's their Super Bowl. You know, it's a young quarterback in Tyler Shook who's trying to find his way in the world the way our Michael Penix Jr. was last year.
Yeah.
You know, and Alvin Kamara, he's kind of been a boogeyman for us. Taysom Hill, you know, I don't know what they'll have up their sleeve, but we do know that, you know, they still have a decent enough run defense, and we don't have a full complement of wide receivers for this game, Carl.
No. Somebody's got to do, Mike, somebody's got to play a better game than expected. You know, Rob mentioned Seals, you know, whether it's Bijan catching more balls. Somebody's got to, and look, I'm not looking for them to be Drake, but where do you get that production from? That's the question. Is it Mooney who all of a sudden has a 7 or 8 catch kind of game? Somebody's got to be more productive than they normally would be with no Drake out there.
My buddies down in New Orleans, my friend Trusty, they like Shark. They don't hate him. You know, they're pulling for the kid, but they all think that, you know, hey, better thing for us is to lose as many games as possible, be in position for whoever that number one quarterback is, because Kellen Moore is a good quarterback's coach. And they think that he will be the guy to develop whoever they draft next year. Shark is kind of a stopgap in the minds of most Saints fans.
Well, they drafted him. I mean, it's almost like they didn't have a choice, right?
They could have had Shedeur Sanders, but they were again, 31 other teams wanted no part of him.
Yeah, they drafted, you know, Spencer Rattler the year before, and then they went with Shark this year, and everybody's like, really? Either way, they've got to figure out what they've got there. But I'll tell you, we are better than them. And I know that's hard for a lot of Falcon fans to realize right now, but the Saints are arguably the worst team. But do we win? Who shows up?
Well, here's the thing.
Who shows up?
A guy just hit us up on the text line. Jimmy just says, if we lose to the Saints, is Arthur Blank fire? I don't know. I mean, if you're going to fire...
No, that comes against the Jets.
I mean, like, if I own this team, everyone would have been gone by, like, Halloween. You know, but that's why I don't own a team. You know, it's just frustrating. I didn't like the Raheem hire in the first place, and the way things are manifesting themselves, it's all the reasons I didn't like it, and I don't want to be right about it. But, guys, the ownership's – I got to hear – we said this last hour. I got to hear from Arthur Blank on this. What's with the radio silence? We got to get him on the show, man.
I have nothing to say, Mike. This is not my time.
I mean, Arthur, what are you evaluating? I mean, what are we – at this stage, what could you possibly be evaluating?
Oh, my God, don't talk to me.
What is this displacement of that yacht? Is it the size of a destroyer?
I'm in the Bahamas. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm in Montana. Don't touch me. Don't talk to me.
I don't know. Hopefully, and by the way, he normally doesn't speak during the season. So this is not
No, this is not unusual. But
it's not.
But the quality of football is so poor, and now going on to 8 seasons of not making the playoffs, I just think, you know, it'd be nice to hear from the man.
Have you heard about our women's soccer team?
Yeah, really excited, Arthur. When does that start?
Good question. I don't know. Right now, Arthur is trying to deflect as best as possible with everything right now.
Hey, I got a great tweet dropped about a half hour ago. Give a shout out to his handle is The Dixon Way.
Okay.
He says, us old heads know the truth, and the Braves wasn't a great team, wasn't a great owner until Ted Turner got out of the way and hired a real GM to run the Braves with John Charles. That's a great point.
He's right.
Ted Turner was a meddler, from putting Andy Messersmith in a number 17 jersey to actually trying to manage the team one day. Ted was a meddler. John Charles got things right and made it happen. He says Arthur Blank needs to fire Rich McKay and get a real football guy. And, you know, Rich is a real football guy. He just lost his touch by, you know, let's be honest. I mean, 8 years of not making the playoffs is self-explanatory.
Well, and you're right. He is a real football guy. He's been around it all his life. The problem is, to Mike's point, he's been in on, even if you don't go back 20 years, he's been in on the last 3 hirings at head coach, right? And how does that play it out? You will say, well, Dan Quinn, he took us to the Super Bowl, but then you go, all right, well, what happened with the Arthur Smith? Mike said it. They went with a guy that was not a head coach experienced, right? But they said, oh, well, what if this works? Mm-hmm. It didn't. And now you bring back, again, a Raheem Morris. He's been in on all these decisions. But we also believe, and this is just us, that he's also been in on these coaching hires and, Mike, the player personnel side.
Well, just
that's the part. That's right. The issue for me. It's not even the coaching hirings.
Right.
It is when who's sitting at that table and going, Terry goes, this is the guy I want, and they go, that's really the guy you want?
Just 2 seasons ago, we were told, it was on the radio, it was like we made this crap up, that Rich McKay would be the guy that would be the arbiter if it came down to Arthur Smith and Terry Fondo having a squabble over a player. So, I mean, and then, of course, the weirdness, because the Falcons are so dysfunctional, you don't have your general manager on the stage when you fire the head coach, and everyone goes, where the hell is he?
Oh, he's back at the branch.
Yeah, and then he's burning the midnight oil on the draft. And then Rich McKay then becomes fair or unfair, he is the lightning rod now. People don't want to hear about it anymore.
Well, Mike, that prompted the move to say he's moving to Atlanta United.
But he's still our
– and that right. is – remember? That's right. what happened.
But Rich, I mean, Rich is still
– right. He's sitting there on the stage, and we all went, where's the GM? Then we asked him about it. They gave us what they gave us, and then literally the next week it was, well, Rich is now working with Atlanta United because they knew how bad that looked. But at the end of the day, I don't know if they'll ever admit it. I don't know if Rich will ever admit, but we do know he has owned recently that he's still involved in some of these meetings, and that rubs people the wrong way.
And look, you go to the Falcons website, Chief Executive Officer Atlanta Falcons. Ta-da! Okay? I mean, that's where it's at. So, and when you get back to you break it down to the roots of the problem, who is the constant in the equation? You know, if you had a team and look at the Arizona Cardinals, the Bidwells, you got some bad owners in the league. And now I hate to say it, Arthur Blank is part of that rogues gallery of bad owners. Not a bad person, wants to win, doesn't know how, relies on somebody who's lost his fastball, and the results speak for themselves.
404-726-0929, guys. We are at Zuka in Smyrna. Come on through. Hanging out here until 6 today. Got to give a big shout-out to Stan, my fitter. Obviously, he was listening. He just hit me up, says, don't forget who fits you, your clubs. Okay, Stan, I know. He
listens to the
show.
By the way, are you still using the putter from the Titanic?
No, man. That's been part of my issue. Speaking of Stan, we just had this conversation. I have gone through about 3 different putters. Mm. Which is expensive, but mind your own business. And I'm trying to figure out which one.
Well, why don't you just get a putting green in the backyard?
Yeah. Well, hello, Ash. Hello, Parla. Hi, guys. Yeah. That would be nice. Happy Merry Christmas to me. But listen, the putting thing, man, it is all about how, feel and pace. And I've gone through like 3 putters and Stan's like, I've got one for you because he's a fitter. Of course, he's going to say that.
See, my thing is I'm never on the green. I'm usually about 10 feet off. So a mallet putter is perfect for me to get through the grass. Wispy grass in the fall and winter, obviously thicker in the summer. But I use the Rosa mallet because I need muscle to get the ball onto the green.
Okay. So you use that Texas wedge.
Texas wedge is my game, baby.
I hear you, man. And by the way, never mind. I'm not even going to say it.
No, spill it, man. What?
I was just going to, you know, again, more golf. This is turning into golf hour with Dukes and Barry.
Well, the way the Falcons are playing, let's do 3 hours on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
More golf.
404-726-0929. Tips for Day Day, everybody.
Miller Lite brings you the golf hour.
That's right.
All right, guys. We're coming back. We will get to 4th-and-1.
I'd be better off hitting a driver with this mozzarella stick than what I'm using right now, man.
Bills, Texans tonight. Also, we'll get you caught up. Joe Burrow's on his way back. Lamar Jackson injury report for you fantasy players. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bill.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.